Welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon. Today is March 15th, and we continue our talk about e-bikes. It's our transportation article. Back in the studio, I have Hazel and Zach. Welcome back, panelists.
Thank you.
So good to be here.
And so yesterday, we introduced this topic, and we kind of reviewed one bike, the Schwinn Monroe 250. Today, we will discuss other bikes, but you know, Hazel, what is something about e-bikes that you've learned so far just by reading this article?
Well, you can use them kind of as an additional energy supply. If you get tired, if the area is hilly, if it's too far to go on a bike, this pedal assist will help you to go farther and give you confidence.
Yeah, we learned that yesterday. Of course, we may kind of know that in our minds. Of course, these are electric bikes, but we may not know the terminology or exactly how it works. So we learned that they have this pedal assist technology. So the motor is actually only activated when the pedals are in motion. And another type of electric bike, it's fully electric, and you use a throttle as you would on some other, you know, modes of transportation, right? You just push the throttle and it goes. You don't have to depend on the pedals.
Right. But different from other kinds of transportations, it's electric, these bikes. And so that means it's a greener or more environment friendly option. And so I think e-bikes would be a great thing to consider if you are in the market or you're looking to buy an alternative transportation that also helps protect the environment.
It's great, I think, if you live in a city and you don't want to drive a car, because these bikes aren't cheap. Yesterday, we talked about the Schwinn Monroe 250, and it is over $1,000 US, and that's the cheapest one that we will be reviewing today, or in this article, actually. So, in general, they're not cheap, but compared to a car, they are cheaper.
Right. And I think there are other benefits. I mean, obviously cost is a very, very, it's a priority, but also when you think about parking space, right?
True.
We mentioned, the environment, and there's just, a lot of different benefits for commuting to work, not with a car, but with an e-bike.
That's right. Well, we are on page 27 today, and we are going to take a look at three more bikes today. So if you have your magazine, be sure to open it up to page 27 and also follow along on your digital device.
Best for the tech savvy. Specialized Turbovado. Specialized entry-level Turbovado 2.0 comes equipped with a custom touchscreen smart computer. With it, you can control the assist mode and connect via Bluetooth to the specialized mission control app. The app lets you map out your ride, and then the motor will adjust to that specific distance so you never have to worry about the battery dying mid-route. It also offers navigation and diagnostics and stores your ride history and personal preferences.
Well, if you are tech savvy, we have the bike for you. And I'm not tech savvy. What does it mean to be tech savvy, Zach?
Well, tech would be technology. Savvy is a word that we would use to describe someone that is kind of an expert. They know everything there is to know. So tech savvy, you know everything there is to know, or at least you're kind of would be considered an expert among peers on, in this case, technology.
Yeah, if you're savvy about something, you have practical knowledge. And so oftentimes we see this connected with the word tech.
Right.
Tech to make the compound word tech savvy. So we are talking about this Specialized Turbo bike, and we learned that Specialized entry-level turbo bike comes equipped with a custom touchscreen smart computer. That sounds great. Hazel, I'm not sure that's my kind of bike. Would you want something so high-tech?
Well, I'm not exactly tech savvy, so I'm not sure. But notice it says entry level. So if you're thinking about it, this might be the bike because it's probably the cheaper of the models that they have for the tech savvy person.
Mm-hmm. Zach, you're kind of tech savvy, right? Would you want this kind of bike?
You would have to be tech savvy for this to kind of handle the touch screen, right? Mm-hmm. And to, I guess, to optimize or to make the most out of this kind of bike. And for the purposes that you would need a touch screen, I guess it says that it helps you kind of map out your ride. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a GPS involved, or even just knowing the distance that you'd want to go. Mm-hmm. And so if you need these kind of features, this would be an option that you'd want to consider.
No, that is helpful. And it says that you can control the assist mode and connect via Bluetooth to the Mission Control app that is part of the Specialized company. They put that out. So, you know, we talked about the pedal assist technology. It looks like with this one, you can actually control that technology with on the screen there that they have. And so that's another way that you can make your bike go faster.
Another advantage is that you don't have to worry about the battery dying mid-route or mid-route, because the other ones, perhaps there's no gauge or you're not sure how long, how far you can go exactly on the amount of battery you have. But this in some way will let you know that you need to start heading home before your battery dies.
That's helpful. Well, it also offers navigation. So, you know, it has a GPS function on there, and so that's nice as well. You don't have to be looking at your phone the whole time. You can use the technology that the bike provides. And also, Zach, provides diagnostics. What is that?
Right. This word diagnostics, our first specialized term. And it's a system that gives the owner or the technician access to kind of the status, where the vehicle and its subsystems, kind of just any information they need about how the bike is doing.
Okay. Well, you know, you have this screen there that you're trying, this touch screen, and you're trying to ride your bike and you're going, maybe you're in a kind of busy area. How can you be messing with the screen and riding the bike? How can you do all of that at the same time? I think we learn about that in our sidebar.
Right. It mentions you can scroll through the screens using the custom handlebar remote. And so that means you never have to take your hands off the bars. And
all
that
right.
Sounds safe.
Yeah. Okay. So safety is important. Safety first, of course. So this also happens to ramp up to 20 miles per hour, and with the battery in economy mode, it'll last up to 93 miles, and so it'll go pretty far.
Yeah, that's a good distance, and I think if you're in a regular-sized city, you can certainly run all your errands and do the things you need to do.
Yeah.
In 93 miles.
That's right. Very specific. And the screen there will tell you how much battery life you have. And so this is a very good bike in the sense that it has a lot of technology with it that will make your ride much more enjoyable. And it's very convenient. So that's the first bike that we are reviewing today. Yesterday we talked about the Schwinn Monroe 250, and we just talked about the Specialized Turbo bike. Next, we're going to talk about the Cannondale Quick Neo. Let's find out about that in our next reading.
Best for all-around use, Cannondale Quick Neo. For those who want a does-it-all option, the Cannondale Quick Neo is your best bet. It was designed for people who lead active lifestyles, but may not be cyclists per se. The Quick Neo has three assist modes, Eco, Normal, and High, and the battery lasts up to 70 miles before it needs a 4-hour recharge. It also has front suspension, so it'll handle bumps, potholes, and even dirt paths well. Don't be surprised if you're tempted to take this on adventures. And the hydraulic disc brakes make it easier to stop if the weather gets wet.
All right. Well, we were just talking about that Specialized Turbo bike. By the way, it's $2,700, just in case you're wondering about the price. So moving on to Cannondale Quick Neo, those who want a does-it-all option, or we see in the subtitle here, for all-around use. And so it sounds like, Zach, that many people could use this bike and be happy with it.
That's right. Does-it-all would just be referring to it will help you take care of whatever the task may be, right? And mm-hmm. so if this is... and therefore, that would be your best bet.
That's a good phrase to know. Mm-hmm. If we say, this is your best bet, it's your best bet to take the freeway because there's too much traffic otherwise on the other roads. What does it mean?
Yeah, just an idiom or a phrase that we would use to say, this is the best decision or your best choice.
Right. So it was designed for people, this bike, the Cannondale Quick Neo, was designed for people who lead active lifestyles, but may not be cyclists per se. So it's kind of someone who, they're very active, but maybe they're not an avid cyclist.
Right. So I like that term, all around. When you can't decide which kind of bike is best for you, you get an all around bike. It's good for everybody, versus something very specific. Maybe you want to go as far as you can, then you might make a different choice. Or maybe you don't care how long, you just want it to be safe. But this is for kind of in between. It does just about everything, mm-hmm. but maybe nothing specifically that you might have in mind.
Right. It's just a kind of general, covers many, checks off many boxes that mm-hmm. people may want when they're looking at a bike. And we have this word here, this term per se, cyclist per se. What do we mean when we use that word?
Right. When you often hear this word per se, meaning by or of itself. So in this case, we're talking about not cyclists themselves, mm-hmm. but...
Right. So they're not necessarily cyclists.
Right. Exactly.
And that's a good phrase mm-hmm. to know. You can use per se a lot. You might see that from time to time. Well, the Quick Neo has three assist modes. Yesterday, Hazel, we talked about the pedal assist technology, and just remind us about that. What does that do?
Well, it helps you. It gives you extra energy.
Like a boost, right?
A boost. That's the word I'm looking for. Okay. And I think we read yesterday that you can just flip the pedals over. You mm-hmm. could probably do that while you're still moving, mm-hmm. and then it knows that you're ready for the assist.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it has three different modes. It has eco, which maybe saves on electricity so that you could go further, normal, and high. And the battery lasts up to 70 miles before it needs a 4-hour recharge.
Okay, so that also, you can go quite far before you have to recharge. And then it also has front suspension. We often talk about suspension when we're talking about vehicles. What does it mean when we say suspension, Zach?
So the suspension is referring to, there are like kind of springs that are connected to the wheels that make it just for a smoother ride. Maybe if you're going over a bumpy area, those springs absorb kind of that movement and makes it just a smoother ride.
Or you might hit a pothole or mm-hmm. something like that, and it helps to make that not so terrible.
Right. So usually motorcycles, motor scooters, your cars have some kind of suspension, so it's a smoother mm-hmm. ride.
So it can handle those bumps, those potholes, and even dirt paths.
Well, this would be the bike for me because I often find those potholes on the road. And so having a bike with a good suspension would be crucial. And it also, you know, we're remembering back yesterday, we had mentioned, you know, what to expect out of a high quality battery. And here this says it takes only a 4-hour recharge. Mm. And so this would be probably, it's not the best battery, but it's definitely up there.
That's right. And so it also says here, if you're the adventurous type, well, you may want to take this on an adventure. You may be tempted to do so. And so take a look at that if you are the adventurous type. And then we talk about hydraulics and the hydraulic disc brakes. What are hydraulics?
Well, it has something to do with a certain kind of pressure, usually water pressure. I just have heard that term before, the hydraulic brakes, the disc brakes.
Yes.
And I've heard it, if you really need to stop quick, without maybe spinning out or falling mm-hmm. over, hydraulic disc brakes are better. And so it says even if the weather gets wet, because it's especially dangerous on wet pavement if you need the brakes real quickly.
Right.
Need to apply the brakes quickly. You could fall, your bike
That's
could slide
so
out from under you.
There are actually two main kinds of disc brakes. There's mechanical, which are cable activated, and then the hydraulic version. So this hydraulic version, it replaces the cables, and there's this hydraulic fluid and this pressure, it forces the fluid to move. And so basically hydraulics is just using that pressurized fluid. And so you have these brakes, as Hazel was talking about, and that's important. You know, we've talked about it's important to maintain your bike. We had an article recently about that. And so that reminds me of this here. When we're talking about brakes, you need to check those often. And various parts of the bike, you have to make sure that everything is operating smoothly. I suppose that the electric bikes are probably more expensive to maintain, but maybe over time it's not. But if something goes wrong, it's probably expensive to replace.
And if you're kind of wondering what goes into determining, you know, what makes this one bike more expensive than the other, there are obviously different factors that we've been talking about. We mentioned earlier today about the custom touchscreen, or now we're talking about these hydraulic disc brakes. But I think another factor has to do with the batteries and how much they actually weigh in their bulk. Mm. Because when we think of bicycles and you want to go fast often, it needs to be lighter, right? I think often bikes, lighter the better. Mm. But I know that some of these batteries actually weigh a lot heavier, and that sometimes is less of an appeal for the paying customer.
Absolutely. Speaking of paying, we are getting to the price of this particular bike, and it's not cheap. It's over $2,700, actually basically $2,800 US for this one. The Specialized Turbo is $2,700. This one is $2,799. And so if you are interested in that bike, make sure that, you know, you save.
Start saving money now.
Break your bank.
Don't break the bank. All right. Well, we have one more bike to review. So let's learn about that in our last reading for today.
Best for replacing a car. Trek Super Commuter Plus. If you live in a big city and owning a car is not an option, then the Super Commuter Plus could be for you. It's expensive for sure, but less expensive than most cars. And when you tally up the amount of money you spend on gas, maintenance, insurance, parking, or public transportation, an e-bike is a more economical choice for urban dwellers looking for a new way to get around. With four assist modes, it can go up to 28 miles per hour and as far as 120 miles on a battery that takes just 3 to 5 hours to charge. So it's basically like the Ferrari of e-bikes.
If you are thinking about replacing your car, we have the bike for you, the Trek Super Commuter Plus. So maybe you live in a big city. We live in a big city here. And sometimes if you have a car, it's hard to find a parking spot, right? And there are complications with that. The taxes might be high or something like that. So if you live in a big city and owning a car is not an option, or you just simply don't want to, then this bike could be for you. But it's not cheap, is it, Hazel?
No, it's not cheap. You could probably buy a used car for the same amount, depending on what kind of car.
Yeah.
But it's expensive for sure, it says, and it really is. I think, too, a car you can put groceries in or take other passengers to. But this is talking about a car is not an option, or it's difficult to own a car. So even though it's expensive, maybe it's worth it. You can still get around and do what you need to do, run some errands on
right.
this bicycle.
And it's less expensive than most cars, of course. And when you tally up the amount of money you spend on gas and so forth, it could make sense. So if you're tallying things up, what are you doing exactly?
Right. Well, you're adding up all of your expenses. So in this case, gas plus maintenance plus insurance. And so you kind of calculate something when you tally up. You count it up.
That can get expensive with cars. There's a lot that goes into maintaining a car, and if you have to pay for parking a lot, that's something to think about. And public transportation. You know, oftentimes I don't really think about the cost of public transportation because it's very reasonable, but it adds up over time, and you could save money by having maybe a scooter or maybe there are other options like this bike. And so you really have to think about that. But there are pros and cons. You have to think about safety. There's a lot that goes involved when you're making these choices. So we learned that an e-bike could be more economical.
That's right. You could save money if you ride around on an e-bike. And it would certainly be more economical and more green than a car, a bigger vehicle.
That's right. So it could be a good choice for urban dwellers. We talked about that word urban yesterday, just talking about the city. So if you live in a city, you are considered to be an urban dweller.
Right. This word dweller, just where you live. Well, you might ask the question, oh, where are you dwelling? It's not very common, but the idea is, yeah, to dwell is to live.
Right. So if you're looking for a new way to get around and you maybe want to get rid of your car, you don't use it that often, you feel that it's not worth having, you can maybe replace it with this bike. Well, there are actually 4 assist modes with this one. And how fast does it go, Hazel?
It can go up to 28 miles per hour and as far as 120 miles on the battery. And it only takes 3 to 5 hours to charge. So that sounds pretty great. Pretty good.
Basically like the Ferrari of e-bikes.
Ooh.
Wow. That means it must be top notch.
And it must be expensive.
That's true.
So this one is basically $5,000 US, $4,999.99. So, you know, make your orders now if you want.
Plus tax if you live in the
yes,
States.
Yes, and you have tax. So it's expensive. Most people probably wouldn't, you know, fork over that much money for a bike.
Yeah, and it goes fast, too. And I'd like to make a comment on all these electric bikes and even scooters. We had talked about this during the break. Yesterday, they don't make noise. So you need to be especially careful because people walking along, when they hear a motorcycle or a vehicle behind them, they might look to see or move out of the way. But your vehicle is not going to make noise. So you need to be very cautious of people walking that might not hear you. Maybe they're starting to cross the street and they don't see you coming. So, With any electric bike or any vehicle, you need to be especially care of pedestrians and other people.
Sure. That's a great point, Hazel. And, yeah, I mentioned to you during the break, Jeff, from personal experience, right? You're out there, you're driving on your scooter, and we're trained to listen or to hear a car coming, an approaching vehicle. Mm-hmm. And then with some of these new scooters that are electric run, they can totally sneak up on you.
That's true, and so it's a good idea to have a bell, like on your bike, something to warn people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all have to work together. I notice, you know, if I'm on a bike, I get frustrated because people are in my way. If I'm walking, I may get frustrated with scooters or with bikes or something like that. And so it's easy to get frustrated, especially during rush hour, and everyone's in a hurry to get home or wherever they're going. And so we kind of really have to be conscious of the people around us. And having a bell on your bike could definitely help with that. So we have taken a look at 4 different bikes in this article. So I have a question for our panelists. You know, which bike? Let's just suppose money is not a problem. So, I guess if that's the case, then we'd all choose the last one, maybe. But not based on the money factor anyway. Which of these bikes would you prefer, Zach?
I think I would go with the Cannondale Quick Neo. Okay. Reason being, it says it's a does-it-all, and it's for someone that's not a cyclist per se, and I wouldn't call myself a cyclist.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think of it's not maybe a less technical bike, kind of like you think of a cross trainer for a shoe.
Mm.
It's something you just wear. You're not wearing it to run in that marathon, but you're
right.
just wearing it kind of for everyday use, everyday
sure.
purposes.
Okay. Hazel?
Well, I think I would go for the first one on a tight budget, even if I had the money. I think since the other bikes are, what, almost twice as much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe to try out an e-bike and use it for a year or two, see if I like it. And I could always upgrade if I did like it, or if it wasn't for me, then I wouldn't have invested quite as much money.
All right. Well, I do like to ride in style, so since money is not a problem, I'll try the last one we just talked about, the Trek Super Commuter Plus. I can't afford a Ferrari, so why not get a Ferrari of
e-bike?
There
you go.
Next best thing, really.
Yeah. Right. It seems that there are a lot of options with that one, and it goes faster and so forth. And so that sounds like a good option to me. Well, what do you think, listeners? Let us know your thoughts. Go onto our website, studioclassroom.com. Maybe you have an e-bike, and you can let us know the pros and cons of having one. You can also check out our Topic Talks videos while you're on our website, or you can simply scan the QR code at the top of page 26. Be sure to check all of those out this month, and we hope that you enjoy those. We hope that you also have found this article to be insightful, and go ahead and just review the words. Maybe you've marked some words that we did not mark. Be sure to review those maybe sometime today or this week. And we hope you will join us again next time here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Until then, this is Brandon.
And Zach.
Hazel.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.